listener production.
Good morning, it's Andrew Schell with the latest. The usual stunt. That's what the Victorian Duck Hunters Association has labelled the Coalition Against Duck Shootings protest yesterday. The group left dead birds they believed were illegally shot at the state's wetlands on Premier Jacinta Allen's doorstep. Duck Hunters Association spokesperson Danny Ryan wasn't surprised.
Collect birds all year long and then they put them out and display them at the Premier's office. Last year, the birds that they dumped approximately 81 birds, and we know that 49 of those birds weren't shot and showed no evidence of being shot.
The Coalition Against Duck Shootings' Laurie Levy told us yesterday he wants the Premier to ban the practice as soon as possible. A court hearing for a woman accused of causing a crash which left a 5-year-old girl and an unborn baby dead in Shepparton East has been pushed back. The 26-year-old is facing charges including dangerous driving causing death after two cars collided at the Old Dookie and Boundary Roads intersection last October, her niece sadly dying while the driver of the other car's unborn baby later died in hospital. The Herald Sun reports the committal mention was delayed yesterday after she dismissed her lawyers. Help is on the way to support local green thumb groups better protect the local environment from weeds and pests. Grants totalling $500,000 have been handed out to 16 Victorian groups for the Partnership Against Pests program. The Bass Coast Landcare Network has received close to $40,000, the money to go towards increasing awareness about weeds and pest animals. And water leaders are continuing to meet today as part of the second day of the Murray-Darling Basin Summit. More than 100 senior figures are listening and sharing their views on current and future management of the basin. Industry, environment and science are set to be discussed, as well as conversations with First Nations people and community leaders. The Gippsland Stars are back in action tonight down at the State Netball Centre in Melbourne. Following last week's 32-goal loss to Melbourne Uni, the 23 and under side will look for redemption against the Demons.